The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you to the Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines and the 2017 Iowa High School Boys State Basketball Tournament. As this afternoon, it is 4A Wednesday getting underway as the 4A state quarterfinals will go off. Two in the afternoon, two in the evening. We start things off with a doubleheader for you here on KGYM. Game one, number one seeded and number one Iowa City West taking on the Newton Cardinals, the Cinderella Newton Cardinals. And in the second game, it'll be the All-Mississippi Valley Conference Affair, the rematch between Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Dubuque Hempstead. We welcome you in to downtown Des Moines. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn here from Des Moines on this Wednesday. Phil, great to have you back. And you were here a lot, I know, for the girls' state tournament following the Marion Indians. But we get the boys this week.
It's always great to be here, Scott. It's a great environment, great venue to be at. Yeah, it was a lot of fun following the Marion girls down here. They came up a little bit short, but let's hope for the better for our local teams that we're following.
So far, so good as far as the local teams are concerned here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Well, in our first matchup here today, it's Iowa City West. They are, you can make a pretty good case for being the giant as far as 4A basketball over the last two decades, certainly the last decade in the state of Iowa. West High making their 17th trip to the Boys State Basketball Tournament. They won it in 1977, 1998. They won it again in 2000, 2012, 2013, 2014. They went back to back to back and came up short a little bit the last couple of years. Third place finish in 2015, and last year fell to West Des Moines Valley on Saturday night in the state championship game. Steve Bergman's got his Trojans here again, and they're taking on a Newton Cardinal team that is making their first appearance since 1992. Before that, their last two appearances were back in the early 60s, 1963 and 1964. Newton has been in the CIML, but they have gone down to the Little Hawkeye Conference. And for this Newton Cardinal team, they finished third in the Little Hawkeye behind Pella and Pella Christian. Pella Christian won their first round game. Pella was upset last night by Sergeant Bluff Luton. But you've got a Newton team that comes in here playing with house money, Phil, and they've got, I think, everybody in the city of Newton here behind us wearing red and black.
They got a terrific crowd, that's for sure. When you look right behind us, they go into the ends, and they got it filled all the way up behind us. So they got a tremendous following. This would be easy to frame this one as, like you would say, the Cinderella that Newton is coming in here. They're the prohibitive underdog, I think, a lot of people's minds. But when you look at it, though, they did beat several 4A schools from the CIML, on three of them in a row to get here, to get to this point in time. So I'm sure they got Iowa City West's attention coming into this ball game tonight. And I know Coach Bergman and the Iowa City coaching staff will have them ready, and they're not going to overlook anybody. You know, I think last year, everybody thought they were going to win this thing, too. They had a little bit of hiccup with West Des Moines Valley there, but we'll see. Iowa City West certainly has an awful lot of success experience coming down in here. And Newton, they got that excitement coming. They got that all of that, you know, the community following. They're going to feel pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, this Newton team had a very good run to the state tournament this year. They beat Urbandale 51-44. Then they had the two upsets. First one at Dowling, 58-54, and then beat a good Johnston team 48-44 in the sub-state final to get here. Newton averaging 65 points a game. They're giving up 51 points per game this year. And the losses for the Newton Cardinals, they fell to Dallas Center Grimes. They lost to Pella in overtime. They also lost to Norwalk, and two losses to Pella Christian. They are 6-0 against 4A teams this year. Now, granted, that would be they played Indianola twice in their league. Yeah, but like you mentioned, the road to the state tournament, they went through 4A schools. As far as West High is concerned, 20-3 on the year, the champions of the Mississippi Valley Conference, Mississippi Division. Two of the three losses to big-time teams from out of state. They lost to Creighton Durham Hall out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Also lost to Webster Groves, Missouri. Both close games on Saturdays on the road. And West High's got the big target on the back because they are the prohibitive favorite coming into the state tournament.
They are, and their only loss to an in-state team was to Cedar Rapids Prairie right around Christmas time, where Prairie shot the lights out against them.
18 threes.
That's a formula for success, though, Scott. We've talked about that. When you need an upset, you got to shoot it really, really well, and that usually goes without saying. And then you got to have all these other things that go right to make that happen. But starting with shooting the ball extremely well, and that is easier said than done against Iowa City West, because they are usually one of the best defensive teams in the state of Iowa. They really get after you. They guard defensively, man-to-man. They can lock down, and they mix in some zone too. But I know Coach Bergman, his bread and butter is that half-court man-to-man defense. And that's how they get it done year in, year out. All the other stuff is great, but lockdown on the defensive end, half-court man-to-man, is what you got to be able to do. And they always do that very well.
Has Newton seen a defense like they're going to see today? I think that is one of the big questions. The other thing is, can Newton hang around with West High? Last night, Pella got upset by Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Warriors hit everything in the first quarter, got off to a good start, and Pella just couldn't get over the top in that one. And that is something Steve Bergman does not want to have happen today. Get this big crowd energized for Newton.
Yeah, get it going right away from the beginning of the ball game, from the opening tip. Get your crowd, your team going, get them in the feel of the game, and take them out of it. Like you said, players can feed a lot off this energy here. It is going to be a decided advantage to Newton, as we already talked about. And there's going to be a lot of noise when Newton scores. So, and it's not nothing new that for Iowa City West to go through that, but it's going to give the Newton players that extra energy when they're out there playing.
High school basketball here at the state tournament, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Stop by and tell them the KGYM sent you. FirstFedCU.com. You can check them out on their website. That's FirstFedCU.com. Rates as low as 1.99% APR. Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, probably everybody listening in over at First Federal Credit Union today. We do appreciate it, and we do appreciate their presenting sponsorship of high school basketball here on KGYM. This will be followed by Dubuque Hempstead and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The Cougars and the Mustangs will go at it, and the two winners will meet in a semifinal coming up on Friday afternoon, and hopefully we'll have that brought to you right here on KGYM. For West High, if they play like they did, Phil, in their sub-state game against Muscatine, going to be no problems, because they put 88 up in that game at the U.S. Cellular Center. They played great defense. They were suffocating. Joe Wieskamp got his 28, but got a few of those late. But West shot it well, and they really defended.
They really, really played well in that ball game. Again, in an arena or a setting kind of similar to this, not as big as Wells Fargo, obviously, but big court, big open spaces behind the bank boards. They shot it very, very well, as you said. And they played so well together as a team. They moved the basketball. They did pretty much whatever they wanted in that basketball game. And that was against a team that won 16 games. Muscatine had won 16 games in that ball game. So they had really, really played well. If they can continue that momentum coming in here tonight, it's going to be hard for, I hate to say it, anybody down here. I think West is a prohibitive favorite in this tournament.
West High is 12-3 in opening round games at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And West leading a parade of three Mississippi Valley Conference teams into the Elite Eight this year. The CIML with two teams, the Missouri River Conference with one, the MAC with one, and then, of course, Newton representing the Little Hawkeyes. So a lot of representation as far as 4A field here in the state of Iowa this year. The other games coming up, we'll have Kennedy and Hempstead coming up later on today. That'll be the second game of our doubleheader. And then coming up tonight, here at Wells Fargo, 6:35, it'll be the Bettendorf Bulldogs taking on Sioux City East. And then a lot of people looking forward to this, and it might be a full house tonight or pretty close to it. They may have to raise the curtain a little bit. Yeah, West Des Moines Valley against Des Moines North High. And the North Polar Bears making their first appearance since 1991. And we've heard on social media and from people in Des Moines, they have sold a ton of tickets for Des Moines North to come here to the state tournament.
And the association likes that, Scott, when you get all those bodies in here and going to make some noise for the nightcap of the last first-round game, quarterfinal-round game of all the classes. It's going to be a good way to finish that one for them.
It's going to get the fans of the game coming up. They'll be introduced, and also coming up, we will get the introduction of the reserves and the starting lineups here for both Iowa City West and the Newton Cardinals. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit as you're listening to high school basketball here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Of course, Steve Bergman, no stranger to the state tournament. He is in his 26th year at Iowa City West, 541 wins for Bergie, and many, many state championships for this West High team. Of course, Gordy Rundquist is a lead assistant coach over there on the bench, and he's a Hall of Famer. West High averaging 74 points per ball game and giving up 53. So it'll be interesting to see if Newton's going to want to run up and down with this team from Iowa City West. This Newton Cardinal team coming in, they shoot threes. They have shot over 400 threes on the year, and they're shooting 40% from the field with those three-pointers. So they will definitely get up and down. In fact, they've shot over 500 three-pointers. And we are going to honor America with the singing of our national anthem. It'll be a soloist singing it, so we will join the PA.
Performed today by Elijah Elliott, a senior at Interstate 35 High School in Turtle. He's a member of the Select Choir, which is under the direction of David Webster. He's been a finalist for the Honors Performance Series, singing at Carnegie Hall in New York. His past solo and ensemble events have earned him superior ratings. Elijah is the son of Aaron and Jamie Elliott. Elijah Elliott and our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, o'er the round
there from Interstate 35 High School down the road in Truro. As we get closer and closer to tip-off of this basketball game here this afternoon, Newton being led in scoring by Connor Golson at over 20 points per ball game. Garrett Sturtz also close to 20 points ball game. They are both at 6-3. And then the third double-figure scorer is Trey Vanderlaan. He is averaging 10.3 points per game. One thing to note, Phil, is going to be the depth for West High. They're going to have a big depth advantage of this game. Newton, from what we are told, only goes about 6-7 deep. And they're going to have to stay out of foul trouble, too, in this basketball game.
Yeah, you never know about going into that's kind of the wild card, how that's going to play. And a tournament, when you get out here, sometimes it's a little bit tighter called. And then you got to adjust and play and make some adjustments without, so you don't get into that foul trouble. Plus, you're on the bigger court. You're going up and down. It's not the regular high school court. And that extra 10 feet every time you're going up and down the floor takes a toll on you a little bit more. And that depth that you have is going to help you out as you go further and further into this tournament.
The fans of the game are being introduced right now to the crowd here. And you can hear the Newton folks behind us. And there are a bunch of them, and good for them. They are a very proud community. Yeah, you know, Newton has taken their lumps. When Maytag left, that's when they kind of they had a big drop in enrollment. And they left the CIML, went down to the Little Hawkeye, better fit for them with schools that are about their size. And this is good to see them getting back into state tournaments.
Yeah, having success there. And not, what is it, maybe 35, 40 minutes away from here. So it's a nice trial, a nice trip for their fans that are able to come in here. And it is good to see. It's good for everybody when you get a little bit more of that variety coming in here. Of course, you know, you go west, it's almost like your birthright at Iowa City West, as many times as they've been here, it seems like. And all the credit goes to Coach Bergman and his staff for doing that and getting them ready to go and continuing that tradition. That's not an easy thing to do. They've had a lot of great players over there at Iowa City West. I know that. They've had a lot of talent. But with that talent comes other challenges that you have to manage and go through. And a lot of high-profile players, too, Scott, when you talk about that. You got to manage those kids, right? You got to know how to work with them. And Coach Bergman, Hall of Famer, he does that very, very well.
Well, and also they're like they were at the U.S. Cellular Center for the Substate doubleheader. There are a lot of Hawkeye fans here today. Seeing a lot of Hawkeye shirts around Wells Fargo today to take a look at Connor McCaffrey and Patrick McCaffrey, certainly. And to see what they're going to bring to the table.
Absolutely.
Here.
You know, maybe some local fans out here in Des Moines hadn't had a chance to see them play yet. They get to come in here and have that chance, that opportunity tonight for sure, this afternoon for sure. And going forward, another player, you know, that's a Division I player on that basketball team, Scott, is Devontae Lane. He could be a Division I football player, too, from what it sounds like, as good as he is. He's a very talented young man. He's really kind of the guy that I think is pretty important for them to have some success. He does a lot of things on the defensive end for them, and he gets them out running, pushing the basketball. He's very, very good, big piece of that puzzle, too. A lot of people think of the McCaffreys right away, but you got to consider Devontae Lane as well.
Reserves being introduced for both teams here. And again, you're listening to high school basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. First to two, Newton and Iowa City West, followed by the Kennedy Cougars and Dubuque Hempstead here in 4A. And they made this change a few years ago, Phil, to bring the 4As. Used to be a 3A game in the morning, and they changed that about three, 4 years ago. And now it's all 4As, only four games on Wednesday afternoon and evening.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. You don't have those morning games to go through with the 3A, so this is the first one, so you're guaranteed to start it on time if you're that first 4A game. That's the one good thing about that, if you're the coaches that are playing in this ball game. And what is really nice about this here too, Scott, is they're, you know, like you said, they're introducing the reserves. They do that before every basketball game, the assistant coaches and all that sort of stuff. It's a nice touch to give recognition to those kids. Some of them won't even get in the game throughout the tournament, so it's a good way to get their names over the PA as well.
Let's take a look at our starting lineups here this afternoon. First of all, for the visitors, the Newton Cardinals out of the Little Hawkeye Conference, third place in the Little Hawkeye. They come in with a record of 19-5, not rated in the AP poll, and they are the number 8 seed. They will go with this lineup. It'll be at a forward, Garrett Sturtz, 6'3", junior, and Sturtz averaging 19.8 points per game, shooting 49% from the field and 38% from three-point land. Also at a forward, number 22, it'll be Connor Golson. He is a 6'3", senior. He's the leading scorer, 20.5 points per ball game. At center, it'll be Morgan Mayer, 6'5", and a senior. And Mayer averaging 6.5 points and 3.9 boards a game. At the guards, it'll be number 24, Trey Vanderlaan, 6'3", and a senior at 10.3 a game. And also at a guard, it'll be Jake Ventling. He is a 6'2", senior, averaging 5.5 a game. The head coach for the Newton Cardinals is Bill Lilly, 34-14 in his 2 years at Newton. Now the lineup for the Trojans. Number one rated, number one seeded of Iowa City West, the champions of the Mississippi Valley Conference, Mississippi Division. For West High, They will go with the three-guard lineup. Devontae Lane at one guard, the 6'2 senior, coming off a terrific sub-state final, averaging almost 15 points per ball game. Also at a guard, it'll be Isaiah Ono-Falar, the 5'11 senior, at 4.3 a ball game. The third guard will be Connor McCaffrey at 6'6 and a senior. And McCaffrey leading the Trojans in scoring at just under 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists a game. The forwards will be number 20, Nate Disterhoff at 6'4 and a senior at 4 a game. And also at a forward, number 22, Patrick McCaffrey, the 6'7 sophomore at 14.3 points and 4.5 boards a game. Head coach for Iowa City West is Steve Bergman. Our officials, as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, are Robert Smith, Brent Scharf, and Joe Breckenridge. They've worked a lot of CIML and MVC games over the years.
Yeah, we've seen this crew several times. They're no stranger to, you know, the bigger schools and the bigger classes and their kind of game that they play.
West High in their home whites with the green and gold trim, the green numbers, the green letters. And for Newton, their home or road black uniforms, I should say, with the red outline numbers. We appreciate that. That'll be fun. And with Newton outlined around the front. Set to go. And what are you looking for this afternoon in game one?
Start of the game, emotions. First time out here, you're all amped up. Who's going to handle that better? Who's going to play through it? Because it's kind of a letdown midway through first few minutes of the game. Can you get your wind back and get going again? Iowa City West defensively, I think, is so strong and so good. And I think that Iowa City West is, can they carry that momentum that they had going, built up in the postseason, into this ballgame?
How will Newton come out? That's going to be a big, big factor in this game. We are set to go here from Wells Fargo in Des Moines. It'll be Patrick McCaffrey to tip it up for West High at 6'7". And tipping it up for the Cardinals will be Morgan Mayer at 6'5". Set to go. Great to have you with us for a quarterfinal Wednesday from the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And the tip in the air, controlled by Connor McCaffrey. And we are underway. As West will go to the bucket to our right, Newton's going to pick him up in the straight-up man-to-man. It'll be Connor McCaffrey, guarded by Ventling out front. Isaiah Ono-Falard works it to Devontae Lane. Lane coming right with a stutter dribble. High lob pass, catch inside. McCaffrey had a block from behind, but a foul called. And a high-low work perfection, and two free throws coming up.
Well, great recognition by Iowa City West when Newton comes out in that man-to-man. They got a smaller guard on McCaffrey. He's usually a perimeter player. They move him into the post, and a beautiful pass over the top of the fine defense.
Sturts gets the foul, his first. Connor McCaffrey's free throw is up and good, and West High out in front, 1-0.
And Connor McCaffrey, good free throw shooter, almost 84% on the year.
Left-hander will have one more for West High. On the way, up and good, rattled in, and it's 2-0. Well, West will pick him up in the half court here. Newton will bring it down the basket right in front of us to our left here at Wells Fargo. And Iowa City West with their man-to-man. We'll see the 1-3-1 as well a few times, and boy, is West good at that. Over to the left side on the drive. Out front, Sturts. Brooks over to the far right side to Vanderlaan. Connor McCaffrey is going to be on him. Patrick is going to be picking up Connor Golson. Baseline drive. Sturts all the way under and through. Up top. Deep NBA three on the way. It's going to be way short. Patrick McCaffrey skies for the rebound. He'll lead the break for West High. Connor, cross court. Ono-Falard. Pull up three. Good. And it's 5-0 West.
Well, that's what makes them so good. Anybody can lead that break when they get the rebound. They just go. They fill the lanes. They're very good in offensive transition.
West hits their first bucket of the game, and they're up 5-0. Hand off to Sturts, driving down the lane. Layup good as he got around McCaffrey that time.
Yeah, beautiful set play that time. Little rub up top to get Sturts free.
Just underway, minute 20 into it. West High with the ball. Dink Disterhoff over to the far side. He'll drive baseline in all the way, off the glass with it, rimming. No, but he drew the foul. They forgot about Disterhoff there in the corner.
Yeah, and Ventling, I think, is the one who's going to get called for the foul, coming over a little bit late on the help.
Yep, Ventling picks up his first. And remember, Newton is not a deep team. And the free throw way short, no good for Disterhoff.
Of course, Nate, the younger brother of Allie Disterhoff, the fantastic senior for the Iowa City West women's team.
Former Miss Iowa basketball. He is also a left-hander, and second free throw is good. West up 6-2. Here in the early going from Wells Fargo Arena. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Sturts will walk it up. West will stay in the man-to-man over on the far side. Turning, Golson works it up top, picked up by Connor McCaffrey. Spinning, looking for some help. Almost stolen by Patrick, but they get it to Sturts.
Boy, West is getting just ready to jump those passing lanes. They're right there on every pass. If Newton is a little bit late on that, that's going to be a steal.
Ventling is Newton working the perimeter. Out right of the circle, back over to the far side now. Turning with it is Ventling. Ventling picked up by Devontae Lane. Over in the corner, jab step, Sturts. Nice spin move underneath, and he scored on Patrick McCaffrey.
Yeah, he started going to his left, and he got his momentum going that way, and the nice spin back off the backboard.
Sturts with four for Newton, and the Cardinals down two, 6-4. There's a lob again, trying to catch it underneath. Patrick McCaffrey goes off his hands, stolen away by the Cardinals. And here comes Sturts into the front court for Newton.
The pass a little bit long. It was a long lob pass to make. Gave the defense time to recover.
Sturts right in front of us. Works it over the near side. Vanderlaan cross court now to Sturts again. Patrick McCaffrey going to be on him behind the screen. Fall away three up and good. And Newton with the lead on the Connor Golson triple.
And catch and shoot. Little screen up top. Good footwork. No hesitation once he got the ball.
So West down for the first time in a while since the Crete-Durham Hall game. Under five to play here in the first half. Bouncing the high post, Patrick McCaffrey looking back door instead to Connor. Left side, three ball up and good for Connor McCaffrey.
Yeah, they get the ball in the high post, and then just work a two-man game on that side and pick on the two defenders over there.
Connor now with five, and it's 9-7. West High out in front by two. Bounce to Sturts, lost off his leg, now picks it up in the far corner. Jab step, working on McCaffrey, takes a baseline in all the way, shot good again.
Well, and Sturts, again, using the shot fake. The longer McCaffrey that time, he's been able to shoot over the top of his outstretched arms.
Connor in a clear out and coming over for the reach and getting the foul on the help defense. Well, I thought they were going to get it on Sturts. And we'll see who it's going to be on. And it's going to go against Mayer. That'll be his first. Evan Flitz coming in for West, the 6'1 junior. Hakeem Adunsi, also 6'6 junior, coming in. West looking to get it in. They couldn't do it. 5 second count.
Quick five. They was there, I guess, and couldn't get anything going. Credit to Newton defense.
9-9 game, and Newton hanging. Newton shooting it very well. They're 4 out of 5. West High, 2 out of 2. Newton staying with their starting five. Spinning over in the right corner with it is Golson. High catch, right free throw line extended. Vanderlaan. They drop it inside. Hanging shooting and having it blocked, but a foul called. And there's Sturts again. He's giving Patrick McCaffrey problems early.
Now, McCaffrey's got the size advantage on him, but they're really moving him. He's got to move laterally, and Sturts right now has got like the half step on him.
Sturts a little smaller but quicker. The free throw in and out, no good. Newton as a team, very good. 79% from the free throw line, and Sturts at 88. Second free throw, good, and gives Newton a 1-point lead, and Sturts has all but three of the Newton points.
Off to a terrific start for the Cardinals.
Over the halfway mark of the game's first quarter. Evan Flitz, far right side, cross court pass stolen away. There's Sturts again, all the way down, blocked by McCaffrey, though.
Great makeup by McCaffrey to chase that down. Those long arms paid off.
Crossover dribble, Adunsi drives in, hangs, puts it up, and scores from the heart of the lane.
And Adunsi, he is somebody that is just, I think he's got a lot of talent out there. He off the bench, he can give them an extra gear if he needs to.
Now they've switched it up. They've got Devontae Lane on Sturts now. This trip down for West High. Step back, fall away three, going to be way short, and the rebound and a foul. They're going to get Ventling going over the back, and that's going to be his second.
And it's Patrick McCaffrey on the screen out that time. Newton's going to have to go to the bench early here with two fouls on Ventling.
And coming in for Newton will be Grayson Graham, He is a 6'2 junior. 11-10 lead for West High, and Connor McCaffrey will walk it across the timeline. Bounces it in the high post, just above the left free throw line lane. Goes crossover to Dunsey in the corner. Back upstairs to Patrick McCaffrey. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. West with the ball, Lane on the drive, in all the way. Hangs, head up, blocked, stolen away by Sturts. Sturts, two on two, break, stolen away by Flitz.
Like two defensive transition plays by Iowa City West, taking away baskets by Newton.
Lane, pull up three, good. It's going to count a foul on the closeout on Newton.
Knock down the shooter out there, and he's going to get the chance for the four-point play. You don't see that very often.
And the foul's going to be on Graham. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five. And Lane, as you mentioned, he's going to get a chance at the four-pointer now.
Lane, sweet-looking jump shot out there he has. He got his drive a little bit earlier blocked, but he got down on defense and got out here in offensive transition off the steal and able to get the payback.
Got the free throw. First four for Devontae Lane, a 75% shooter. And West High up now by five at 15-10. West is shooting the ball very, very well. Driving a kick to the corner. Back left of the circle. Up top it comes now to Mayer. He'll hand it off to Golson. As Newton working that perimeter, a good three-point team. Drive, kick inside, Sturts, turn around, good. Garrett Sturts with nine.
They move well, just this little bit that we've watched them here, that five-man motion game, cutting, setting screens, they really move the ball well.
Connor McCaffrey missed it, got his own rebound, back up, that's too strong though, good. Volleyballing it around, and finally Newton controls the board. 15-12, Iowa City West. 2 minutes to play here in the game's first quarter. Sturts against the man-to-man. Hands it off to Mayer in the high post. Hand back, deep three. Barely caught the iron. Sabian Sims into the game now for West High. As Sims off the bench, the 6'6 junior. Shake and bake move out the Flitz. Fakes the three. Drives in. Goes back door to Sims for the easy layup.
Now Flitz, good vision as he drives the lane. He keeps his head up. He finds his teammate cutting on the baseline.
17-12. West offense is fine. They got to pick up the defense right now.
Now, Newton is playing very, very well offensively. They are really moving well without the ball.
Sturts left wing, and he's been a problem for the Trojans here in the early going. Standing dribble, now picks it up. Lane all over him, looking for some help. Goes over in the corner. They try to dump it inside. Nice catch in traffic. Shot partially blocked, though, by Sims. And the putback is good, though. As getting the second effort there was Morgan Mayer.
Yeah, Mayer that time using the shot fake after he got the offensive rebound to get the defender up before he released.
17-14, Trojans. Under a minute to play, first quarter. Connor McCaffrey, ball handling out front. Lane on the hand back now to Sims. Turns left of the circle outside the arc. A little too long to hold it for one. Lane spins inside, drops it off for McCaffrey for the easy left-hand layup.
And they had Connor McCaffrey in the post that time. Again, looking for the initial post up, but the dribble penetration creates the defense to move.
Seven for Connor. Half a minute to play here in the first quarter. And West High up by five at 19-14.
I mean, they might go for one now. This looks like they're going to just hold it.
Yep, Sturts is just going to hold it out front. Head coach Bill Lilly over there saying one.
And see if Lane gets up and get a five count going on the dribbler.
14 seconds. They're going to try to trap there for a moment. And Sturts will hand it off. Back it comes to Garrett Sturts. Directing traffic out front. Down to 6 seconds. Sturts coming right. Leaves over to the far right side. Driving into traffic. Little left-hand floater. No good. At the horn by Vanderlaan. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. After one of this Class 4A state quarterfinal, it's number one Iowa City West 19 and the Newton Cardinals 14. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Pertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit. Yes, they do. At Pertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena, Scott Udash alongside Phil Dunn. Shooting percentages after the first quarter, Iowa City West shooting it well. 67%, 6 out of 9. They're perfect, 3 out of 3 from beyond the arc. For Newton, 6 out of 12, 50%, 1 out of 4 from three-point land here in the early going.
Fun first quarter. I think both these teams came out here and put aside any kind of nervous energy they may have, and they just translated that right into good old-fashioned basketball. Good to see some points scored going up and down the court.
I would imagine, knowing Steve Bergman, as we do, he talked defense during that quarter break.
I think so, too. I think you know, get up after it and keep getting through the screens because Newton is really going to move well without the ball. They've shown that so far. The five-man motion game, they're going to screen away. They're going to set double screens. They're going to cut if the screen's not there. You just got to be able to play through that.
Sturts, Golson, Vanderlaan, Mayer, and Graham in there right now for Newton. They've got the basketball to start the second. Drive on the first play of the quarter. And going down the lane and scoring was Connor Golson.
Finding his way into the heart of the lane.
And Newton back within one possession at 19-16. Give it the West lineup. Patrick McCaffrey circling right up top. Goes crossover, driving a kick. Oh no, Fillard open three and book it.
Beautiful offense, ball screen up high, nothing's there. He looks back to where he came from, and the defense is all the way in the lane. He's wide open.
Ono Florida, good open three-point shooter. Graham out top, picked up by Disterhoff. The McCaffreys, Ono Florida, Disterhoff, and Sabian Sims in there right now for Iowa City West. Give and go, bounce pass, shot rejected by Patrick McCaffrey. Comes down in the hand of Connor, and he'll hold it up here. As we start the second.
Second big block by Patrick McCaffrey out there, really extending well to get those shots.
Disterhoff looking inside. They try to get it down low to Connor. It's knocked out of bounds. They're posting Connor McCaffrey up inside more this afternoon.
They like that matchup. No matter who is out there, you know, he's got the size. He's a big enough player besides just tall enough. He's a smart enough player to get position in there and see if they can get some people in foul trouble getting the ball in the post.
Disterhoff holds it in the near side corner to Connor coming off the screen. Pops the three. No. First triple miss for West High. And it stays 22-16 as Newton gets the rebound with Connor Golson. Sturt's going to call a set play as he'll bring it up. Looks like a 1-4 set here. He's going to go one-on-one with Patrick. He's back on him. Wing pass stolen away by Connor. Two-on-one. Connor lobs. Gets it to Patrick. A little bit too far, though. And now the brothers talking to each other as they walk up the court.
Well,
shot missed.
You could see it coming. That Connor was measuring his steps trying to get that pass to Patrick. He may have been better off just attacking right away and making that defense commit and then the dump off late.
22-16, West by 6 points. On the drive baseline, pull up 15-footer right through. Putting it in, Connor Golson.
Nobody coming off that screen. Nobody giving help out there. Newton coming off the screen, one of the few wide open shots they get.
Ono Fillard drives in, almost had it slapped away by Graham. Picks it back up, goes to Disterhoff. Nate on the drive, kicked it off his leg out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on West.
He had driving lane going to his left on that side of the floor. Just unfortunate, bounced it off his foot.
Devontae Lane will come in for Sims. So back to the starting 5 for Steve Bergman. 22-18, West by 4. Sturt's coming off a high double screen. Can't do anything with it. Over to Golson. Turns on Connor. Takes him left free throw line. Got doubled by Devontae Lane. Now looking for some help. Still looking. Goes back door, and we're going to have a reach foul called on Connor McCaffrey.
Like a little, he maybe caught him coming over the back that time of the offensive player. And that might be his second. Is that right?
No, Patrick's got one.
Oh, I got him mixed up there. Sorry about that.
Connor and Patrick both with one apiece. Only 2 fouls for West. Give it to go back to Sturts. Holds it outside the three-point arc. A little shake-and-bake move inside. Goes with the left hand and got it.
That nifty. He's a nifty offensive player. he gets the job done out there, and only a junior.
West High lead cut to two, and we talked about it in the pregame. The more Newton hangs, the more that big crowd's going to get into it. McCaffrey over to Patrick, goes crossover, jump pass to the corner. Disterhoff driving in, back to Devontae Lane, top of the key three-pointer, and he rings it up.
And they just went five out that time and looked for dribble drive lanes, get the defense to collapse, and eventually find the open three-point shooter.
25-20, 4.5 to play here in the first half. Vanderlaan up front, working on Disterhoff. All but two of the Newton points coming from their top two scorers, Sturts and Golson. Sturts goes inside, Golson cutting down the lane, scores again.
That movement away from the basketball is really causing Iowa City West some problems defensively, and I didn't expect that.
Might see West go to that 1-3-1. Lane between the legs with the dribble, cross-court pass to Patrick on the drive. Kick out to Connor, right-wing three-pointer, and he got it again. Boy, if West won hitting from three-point land, this would be an interesting game more than it is.
Well, Newton's having their problems keeping Iowa City West in front of them off the dribble.
28-22. Sturts out front. Kind of the same offense that Prairie runs, and we know what Prairie gave West fits.
Well, yeah, you're five out. They're gonna run a lot of screens. They re-screen if nobody's there.
Sturts out front, Vanderlaan, Patrick McCaffrey off of him. And again, it's going to be Devontae Lane picking up Sturts now. So Steve Bergman has made that change to go with the quicker player. Vanderlaan to Sturts behind the screen. Fake the three, drives in, pull up 15-footer. No, and the rebound to Disterhoff. Good block out on the weak side by Nate. Connor, hook pass, Devontae Lane, wide open three. That's going to be too strong. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Going to go to Newton.
You don't see Lane missing too many of those wide-open looks out there. He's got a pretty good stroke, just a little long on that one.
Flitz in, and Ono Fillard will come out. Disterhoff also out, and Odunsi will come in for West High. Newton shooting 56%, West shooting 60%. 28-22. Here with the lead, West High. They've led most of the way. Newton's had a couple one-point leads. Graham into the ball game for the Cardinals. Works it over near his side. Vanderlaan goes baseline, drives in, cross court, pass to the corner. Pull up, Graham jumper, going to be way short, an air ball, and rebound to Odunsi. Outlet pass, here comes McCaffrey up the right hand boards. West up by six, 2.5 to play, first half. Hakeem Odunsi out top, goes between the legs with the dribble, fakes, goes over the shot, too strong, and the rebound goes down to Newton. Vanderlaan will get it.
Empty possession there for Iowa City West offensively.
Haven't had too many of those this afternoon. 28-22. Newton with the ball down by six. Golson out front between the leg with the dribble. Shake and bake move. Rises for the 12-footer. Got it.
How tough. That's a tough shot. He was defended well. He just went over the top. And then you got Golson not getting carried away. He knew he didn't have numbers going to the offensive end, so he waited until his teammates caught up with him.
Sturts in the high post. Mayer got double teamed. Kick outside. Vanderlaan, three-pointer good. Steve Bergman just holding his hands above his head.
I tell you what, Newton is a fun, fun team to watch on offense here. At least they have been this first half.
Sturts off the overplay, comes up with a steal. Drives in, hangs, puts it up, no, but drew the foul on Patrick McCaffrey. And a chance to take the lead. Second on McCaffrey.
Let's see what Coach Bergman does here, if he's going to have him.
I'd say he's probably going to come out.
And bring Sims in.
With a minute 14. Well, we got a ball game. Free throw good. Garrett Sturts, 2 out of 3 from the line. He's got 12. Golson has 11. And one more free throw, trying to give Newton the lead.
Look, Newton doesn't have anybody on the free throw line other than the shooter. All other four players are back across the half court ready to play defense.
Free throw number two is no good. An 88%er and missed the second. Connor McCaffrey in this 28-28 game will walk it up. This one has been very interesting. Both teams shooting it well. Bouncing the high post. Devontae Lane. Under a minute to play. And now we've got a hold on Graham, holding Connor McCaffrey away from the ball. His second. 16 foul, so no free throws as of yet.
Okay, Graham's probably going to come out of the ball game now, too, after he got his second foul.
Quantrell Coley will come in for Newton. He is a 6'5 freshman. Connor McCaffrey gets it into Flitz. 53 seconds for West in a tie game. Connor McCaffrey wanted it. They didn't get it to him. Flitz out top. McCaffrey turns, puts up the three. That's short off left. No good. Skirts the board. And Newton shooting for the lead.
Too much time for one. I don't know. We'll see what they do.
28-28. Half a minute to play. If Newton gets buzzer beater, the roof's going to come off this place.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to hold for one. They run a little weave up top.
Vanderlaan out front. Turns.
He's going to make him reset out of bounds. That ball got a piece of the arm in the action.
Yeah, that was a good call. Try for the steal. If you get it, great. If you don't, then it's not going to hurt you.
You make them reset with 8.4 seconds left now on the inbounds.
Nate Disterhoff back in for West High. Starts to put it in, 8.4 to go. They get it in. Golson turns, left free throw line extended. Drives on Connor McCaffrey, took him to the hole and scored. Nobody helped out, and that's it for the first half. And Newton is going to take the lead into the break. Who would have thunk it? At half, it is Newton 30, Iowa City West 28. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, I'm ready. Fit as anybody can be.
I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, when you buy one 12-ounce bottle of STP fuel injector cleaner, you'll get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you at halftime at the Boys State Tournament. And a surprise at the break. The Newton Cardinals leading number one Iowa City West 30-28. As Newton shot it extremely well in the first half. Move the ball extremely well. This is, aside from getting twos instead of threes, this is almost West Cedar Rapids Prairie, the last game before the break, all over again.
And Newton is really, really playing very well on the offensive end of the floor. They've spread the floor, five out. They don't run anybody in that post. They're going to open it up, and those guys screen. They move. They don't. Very rarely do they quit moving out there. And it's making Iowa City West work. And, you know, it, West, defensively, we talked about that, Scott. We talked about how good they are on the defensive end. That's one thing they're going to have to hang their hat on here the second half and improve defensively.
Yeah, and he didn't show it, but Steve Bergman was furious. You could just tell.
Yeah,
well, about his defense, because nobody was helping on the backside, and Newton was just getting extra pass, open look, and taking advantage of West's lack of defense in that first half.
And they've been good shooters at the end of it. They've been finishing it. That helps an awful lot, obviously. They're shooting the ball very, very well from the floor, almost 60%, 59% from the floor. And so they're taking advantage of all of their offensive possessions. Only two turnovers by Newton, too. So they came in here ready to play.
Take a look at the halftime scoring for the Newton Cardinals. Garrett Sturts and Connor Golson leading the way. Sturts with 6 field goals, 2 free throws, and 14. So far, Sturts is 5 for 7 from the field. Connor Golson 5 for 8, so 10 of 15 for the two big scorers here so far in the game for Newton. Connor Golson right behind with 11, 5 field goals, including a 3. Trey Vanderlaan with 1 three-point goal for 3, and Morgan Mayer with the field goal and for 2. For West High, Connor McCaffrey leading the way with 10. A couple three-pointers thrown into the equation. Devontae Lane with 7 points on 2 three-pointers and a free throw. 6 points for Isaiah Ono-Fillard on 2 three-pointers. Sabian Sims with 2 and Hakeem Odunsi with 2. Nate Disterhoff with a free throw and 1. Turnovers only 2, like you said, Phil, on Newton. And West High right now, they've got him with 5 turnovers officially in the first half of play. The bench scoring is 4-0 in favor of Iowa City West at this point. Shooting percentages, Newton 59%, 13 of 22. 2 out of 5, 40% from beyond the arc, and 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. For West High, not bad, 9 of 18, 50%. Real good from beyond the arc, 6 of 9 and 67%, and 4 out of 5 and 80% from the free throw line. West is led by as many as 6. Newton with the halftime lead. This is their biggest one of the game. They lead by 2. And rebounding.
Well, rebounding, I have them 11 to 9, and the Iowa City West leading that by 2. Connor McCaffrey leads everyone with 4 rebounds in this ball game. He's 2 offensive and 2 defensive. Patrick McCaffrey with 2. Hakeem Odunsi with 2 as well. Evan Flitz chipping in with 2. And then Nate Disterhoff with 1 for Iowa City West. 2 offensive, 9 defense, total of 11 for the Trojans. For Newton, Morgan Mayer with 3 rebounds. 2 apiece for Garrett Sturts as well as Connor Golson. And Trey Vandalin with 1 rebound. 1 dead ball rebound for the Cardinals. 1 offensive, 8 defensive, total of 9. For Newton. So when you shoot it as well as both teams, not many rebounds to be had out there.
So at halftime, Newton leads West 30 to 28. Nothing wrong with the offense for West. I don't think they were ready for this.
Well, coming into this, they had a 5-point lead at the end of the first, and then tables got turned on them there in the second period. They only scored 9. They gave up 16 in that second period of play. And I guess that you just got to go back to what you do so well, and that is make sure that you don't get caught up in screens and you communicate on defense and talk out there. They play that 1-3-1 zone. They play it very, very well.
We haven't seen it yet.
We haven't, and I don't know if they're worried about Newton being able to shoot the 3 ball that well, and if they can move the basketball against it and they can find the open shots out there, if that's something they're worried about. But that may be something that Coach Bergman mixes in here in the second half of play. One thing, Newton has 3 players that have not come out of the ball game yet. They played every single second of that first half, and that was Sturts, Golson, and Vanderlaan. They all played every single minute of that half.
So 4 guys did. Morgan Mayer also played all 16 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good catch there. So you were right. When they're not going to play many people off the bench. Can they sustain this style of play throughout the next 16 minutes of basketball.
Well, like we said, the more Newton hangs, and this crowd is just tremendous behind us of red and black, and they have been loud. And the more they hang, the more they stay in this game, the louder they're going to get.
Yeah, they are. And, Newton, I've talked about it a couple times. Their offense is so fun to watch out here in the half-court set. I'm going to have to get some videotape, Scott, take it home and show my kids. This is how you move on offense. If you want to make life tough for defense, just watch these guys because I'm very impressed with how they played that first 16 minutes offensively. They moved that basketball so well and took advantage of it by knocking down the shots when they took them.
Tell you what, Wes coming out here, the body language doesn't look the greatest. They came out with a minute before the start of the second half. And so there was a lot to go over at halftime, I think, with Steve Bergman and Gordy Rundquist and the staff.
Yeah, and you know, they're coming out. The shooters are the ones out there getting some shots up right now. And the others are right to the bench, and the coaches are talking to them a little bit. I've got 50 seconds here before we start this second half of play. So we'll see what adjustments Iowa City West makes. Yeah, I mean, it may not be a whole lot of adjusting. It may just be we got to be a little bit better at what we're doing and executing at what we're doing and not give them as many open looks.
West shooting it very well from three-point land so far in the ball game, but the defense has let them down a little bit here in the first half. 30-28. Get ready for half number two. Don't forget Kennedy and Hempstead coming up next for you right here on KGYM.
Well, this, you know, we mentioned very few turnovers in that first half of play as well, too, Scott. Both these basketball teams were pretty clean in that regard. Not a whole lot of fouls. It's been a fun game for the fans to watch here. A lot of up and down action.
Start the third quarter. Newton coming out with their same starting lineup. Sturtz, Golson, Ventling, who had two fouls. He's the only player with two for Newton. Vanderlaan and Mayer. And for West High, coming out with Patrick McCaffrey, Connor McCaffrey, Devontae Lane, Nate Desterhoff, and Isaiah Ono-Pillar. Two fouls on Patrick McCaffrey, and then he's the only Trojan in foul trouble. Here we go, underway, second half. West with the basketball on the air. They'll go to the bucket to our left. Dumped down inside off the hands of Patrick McCaffrey and out of bounds.
Looked like they were ready to go to him right in the post. Set play coming out of the half, but an errant pass leads to a turnover.
Sturtz and Golson will walk it up. The Newton Cardinals looking for biggest upset in a long time at the state tournament. Vanderlaan picked up by Isaiah Ono-Fillard. Sturtz with Devontae Lane on him, still the man-to-man. Give and go, back to Sturtz. Hangs and was fouled on the scoop shot. And that might be the third on Patrick. And it is.
And that was a diagonal back cut out there, and he was the backside defender coming over to give a little bit of help. And he's pleading his case up there. He thought he was straight up with those arms, but he's not going to win that argument.
Third on Patrick McCaffrey. Free throw up and good. And he's going to have to come out. Here comes Hakeem Odunsi.
Well, Odunsi going to get a lot of minutes out there now. He and Sims would be the two that you would think that would get those minutes in Patrick's role. Unless they go small with Flitz.
Tell you, West had this happen, I believe, 2 years ago in 2015, where they came right down to the wire in a first-round game. Connor going one-on-one on the drive all the way in. Hangs and puts it good.
Under control, letting stuff open up, didn't force anything. Nice little bank shot, high-percentage look.
Broke down the defense, 32-30. Sturtz over in the far right way. They try to go down low, and Lane comes up with a steal. Took it away from Golson. Lane in transition. Lane one-on-one all the way. Leaves it for Odunsi. Leaner up. Ribbick, good. Counter to foul.
How about Lane? Again, I said it in the pregame. Lane gets him going. And he was in the middle of that break, and he held it to the last possible moment to find the open teammate.
And Ventling will pick up his third foul.
All of a sudden, that becomes a problem now. Are they talking about who the foul is on, maybe? Is that what Newton is requesting to make sure they got the right player?
talking things over here. Oh, it's on Mayer, and that's his second. So he's got two, and Ventling will stay in with two. But Duncey on the line trying to give West High the lead. It's on the way and good.
Dow City West in that half man-to-man.
Lane will pick up Sturts. West back in front, 33-32 after the 5-0 mini run. Dumping the high post. Hand back Sturts trying to drive on Disterhoff. Cut off as it goes baseline. On the hand back, three-pointer good.
Late getting there. Nice handoff. Easy looking 17-foot jump shot.
Golson with the three. And Newton back up by two, 35-33. Jab step, Connor McCaffrey looking to go one-on-one. Drive, spin move in the lane, got doubled, looking for help. Kick to Lane in the corner. He'll take it baseline all the way. Hang shoots no, but he got fouled. Second foul on the Cardinals of the half.
Well, now it's going to be shooting. They said he was in the act of shooting out there.
Golson picks up his first foul, and Devontae Lane to the line for West. Trying to tie it up. Lane on the free throw line. Senior puts it up and right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here this afternoon on KGYM. One more coming up.
And Newton coaching staff over there getting the set call they want when they come down the other end offensively. This is two thumbs up. Let's see what they do out of this.
Lane gets them both. Might be that double high pick. We'll see. Play 2 minutes, and the ball to the wing, tip stolen away. A Duncey with a steal, and oh, he missed the layup, and he got fouled. Looked like he was kind of caught between a dunk and a layup, and they're going to get a touch foul on Newton.
Yeah, and Duncey read that very well. He played that on the defensive end and shot the gap and got the steal and the run out. Looked like he was going to be a pretty good jam going there.
And that is the third on Ventling.
Coach, they're going to have to decide what they want to do here. I would imagine they're going to give him a quick blow maybe.
Remember, Newton is not a deep team. His free throw is good for Hakeem Adunsi. One more. He's got six and curls out no good. First free throw missed for Iowa City West. Second make that. West up one, 36-35. Sturts walks it in the front court, past the high post, tipped away. They go back door, though. Now to kick out to Golson. Right wing three over McCaffrey, no. The rebound to Disterhoff. Lead pass ahead to Connor. Turns right in front of us. Jab step on the drive. Connor all the way in and was fouled on the leaner.
Oh, they're going to call a charge.
They did?
Yep. We'll point it the other way.
Whoa.
That's
bad call.
Yeah. I gotta have to agree with Coach Bergman on that. He hasn't said anything all game.
Oh, he's up now.
Wow.
36-35. Connor McCaffrey gets his second foul. 36-35. West down in front by one. They clear it out for Golson. Golson going one-on-one. Step back, right wing, three. Focus. Wow. Little jab step, step back, and hit it over Connor.
That shot looked like A.J. Green shot that we see Cedar Falls from Cedar Falls guard make.
38-36. Newton back up by two, shooting 58%. Lane trapped in the far corner to Ono Pillard. Isaiah on the drive, cross-court kick. Connor McCaffrey, three-pointer, short, no. Barely caught the rim, and here comes Newton with Sturts getting the rebound.
Crowd getting into it right now.
Newton by two at 38-36. Back door, Sturts fakes. Had it blocked from behind by Lane. Good help defense there by Devontae.
He blocks it, keeps it in bounds, and leads the other way.
Lane, pull up good just above the free throw line.
That was just a phenomenal set right there for him.
Talking with some of the Newton people, Phil, they said before the game that Coach Lilly has over 50 plays, set plays.
He got a ton of them. He got his little cheat sheet over there he's looking at.
And that was a good one right there. They went back door. Crossover dribble, Ventling picked it up, get doubled. Hands it off to Golson now. Turns on Adunsi. Tries to go crossover with the dribble. Coming up on the halfway mark of the third. Tied at 38. West, an overwhelming favorite coming into this game, but Newton is hanging right with him. Sturts out front. Comes off the high ball screen left. Yo-yos the dribble out beyond the arc, up top. They get it to Vanderlaan. Newton being about as patient as they've been all afternoon.
Yeah, they are. They're getting different looks.
Sturge, shake and bake move. On the drive, lost it off his leg, though. Went to save it. Loose, picked up by Newton, though. Golson will get it. He'll circle in the lane. All the way in. Hanks scores and is fouled.
Going to his left, but he comes back to his right at the last moment, right in front of the rim. Gets it up over the top of Odunsi.
Chance of the three-point play as Flitz and Sims in for West. 40-38 Newton. And Golson now with eight in the half. Make it nine.
Good finish there on his free throw. Good follow through.
Newton by three, 41-38. Three and a half to play here in the third quarter. Evan Flitz, near sideline. Goes cross-court, McCaffrey at the far hash mark. Driving baseline to Dunsey, cross-court pass, a high catch by Lane. Devontae in the drive, pull-up 10-footer, left it short. Tip, though, good by Savion Sims.
Yeah, that athleticism paid off for him that time. Went to the front of the rim on the shot, and the ball came right off for him to get a nice one-hand tip.
Newton is shooting 60%.
Unbelievable.
3 minutes to play here in the third. Sturt standing left-hand dribble. Golson up top. Golson trying to break Connor McCaffrey down. Takes the free throw line. Turn around high. Archer in and out from 15. That one almost went.
And you almost believe that they're going to now, Scott.
Lane going baseline. He gets doubled on the crossover move. Back to Odunsi. Puts it on the floor and an offensive foul. You can see that coming.
Lowered his shoulder that time. And that was Sturt that got position. He put his shoulder right into his chest for the push-off.
41-40 Newton with the basketball in the lead. 2:35 to play in the third. Garrett Sturtz bringing it up for the Cardinals. High post, backdoor bounce, driving in, layup missed that time. Easiest shot of the half by Golson, and he missed it.
Too close.
Driving a kick, Lane trapped along the baseline, looking for help. Now spins, puts it up, no good, and taking the rebound away from the backside that time for Newton was Golson. Lane got caught down there in the baseline. And has had to force it up. Golson, left wing. Over to Mayer. Looks outside, then goes up top. Constant movement. Golson, turnaround, three, no. And a rebounding foul going to be called on Mayer, and that's his third. So Ventling with three and Mayer with three.
That's one of those fouls, Scott. You just get away. If you're Newton, Sims clearly had position. Just get down the floor. Especially when you got a short bench like Newton does.
Graham coming in. And Mayer will come out. So Newton goes a little smaller here. Patrick McCaffrey also back in with the three fouls. So a little bit of a gamble here by Steve Bergman.
He decided to play through it here. Final 150.
Dangerous pass. Lane one-hands it in the center circle. Angles right with the dribble. Here's a pass inside. Connor got loose and got fouled.
Yeah, and he's mad at himself. He didn't make it for the three-point play, but the guy hit him pretty hard.
And Graham got his third.
I think it's just miscommunication there on the defense. Iowa City West, McCaffrey was screening, and nobody bothered to guard the screen, or they all went with the guy coming off the screen.
Free throw splits the net for Connor McCaffrey. He's got 13, ties it up at 41. With a minute 36 to play in the third quarter. Second free throw for the lead, curls out. Rebounded by Golson.
His fifth rebound of the ball game.
Golson and Sturtz have been absolutely amazing. Golson's 8 of 15, Sturtz is 5 of 8. Golson is 3 of 8 from beyond the arc. West playing off with Sturtz now in the man-to-man. We have still not seen the 1-3-1. Hand off and a walk, yep.
Yeah, he took an extra step out there.
Turnover number 5 on Newton. Golson there with the little jump step.
Berge call now what he wants here. Finger to the chin. See what we get.
Kind of the double high post. They'll get it to Lane. Lane on the hand back. Savion Sims turns left of the circle. Outside the arc. Comes right. Push pass. Give and go underneath. Losing the ball out of bounds. It's Connor McCaffrey.
They had the look. And Coach Bergen says, don't give it there. You skip it over when they're helping from the backside. The backside shooter is going to be open.
West has not used, in fact, neither team has used a timeout yet in this game.
Newton go for one.
Wouldn't be surprised. And they're going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Putting it on the floor. Vanderlaan goes back door on the bounce. Layup good. Finger roll goes in for Golson.
And he beat Connor McCaffrey on a back cut along the baseline.
Constant movement. Newton by two, 43-41. And the crowd is whipped into a frenzy. Lane, nice spin move. Takes it in, double pumper, and was fouled before the shot.
Take your pick. I don't know who got him first. Three Cardinals around him.
See, that foul is going to go against. Going to be ball out of bounds.
Well, he did get it.
Now they're busy laughing. Off the inbound lane, had it blocked from behind. Got it back, puts it up and good. Got the put back.
Stuck with it. Played through contact, looked like it there on the initial block.
The board's got, if I can figure it out here, Sturts won, Golson won. Must have been on Vanderlaan.
Oh!
There's a foul inside.
Oh! Oh my, that's on McCaffrey as well, Patrick.
Four on Patrick McCaffrey.
I hate to say it, Scott, because the official was a lot closer than I was. But from here, it looked pretty clean up top.
Sturts has 16, looking for 17 and 18. And the free throw is good. Gives Newton the lead. One more coming up. Disterhoff in, and now Patrick McCaffrey going to have to sit down for about 6 minutes.
You had mentioned that, Scott, when he came in at the 154 mark. A little bit of a gamble. 6 seconds now. West got time. Get a look.
They'll roll it up to half court. Picked up by Connor McCaffrey. He almost traveled with it. McCaffrey turns, puts up the long three, no good. Kicked out of bounds at the horn. Well, you better buckle him up. 45-43. Newton with the two-point lead over number one Iowa City West as we head to the fourth. Back after this one-minute break on KGYM.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Scott Unash, Phil Dunn back with you here on KGYM as we start the fourth. West down two to the Newton Cardinals, and Newton will have the ball to start the fourth. Patrick McCaffrey on the bench with four fouls for West. Ventling, Mayer, and Graham with three apiece for Newton. No one, I don't think anybody in the state gave Newton a chance in this game.
I think, I thought, you know, coming into this one, everybody really liked Iowa City West, but Newton, again, we've said this a lot in this game, but they've done what they needed to do. They moved the ball very, very well, and they're shooting at just a phenomenal percent right now, Scott.
55%, West 50%. We start the fourth. And back Vanderlaan. Going to go one-on-one with Disterhoff. They work it up top. Ball tipped away, and there's a foul on Lane. Team six. Ball out of bounds. Each team will be shooting from here on in. West with Sabian Sims, Connor McCaffrey, Nate Disterhoff, Devontae Lane, and Evan Flitson there. And for Newton, Sturts, Golson in there. Also back into the game is Ventling. Nair back in there. Starting five. And losing control of it out of bounds after a big collision underneath that time with Sturts.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a whistle. Nothing happened. Wind up West ball. I think it wound up going the way it should. Thought there was going to be a charge call initially.
Youth talk during the break. West hasn't gotten a lot of free throw chances.
No, the 9-12. And
McCaffrey on the drive down the lane is fouled. Connor will go to the line for two. And Newton getting into foul problems. And that's the fourth on Ventling.
So Newton's going to have to Iowa City West, continue in that attack mode. Be smart. Get fouls on them. Get to the line.
Free throw good for Connor McCaffrey. Two-shot situation here. He'll try to tie it up. But Duncey's going to get ready to come in. Second free throw, good. Connor now with 16.
Here we go.
Here comes the press.
See what happens. They got everybody up. They're not gotten the inbounder.
They'll go 5-on-4 here. They're going to throw it deep, and they got Sturts. And then Lane knocked it away from behind out of bounds.
He got a lot of trust in Lane and his ability to make up on that play. Able to run him down.
7:22 to play in the game, and it's 45-45 between Newton and Iowa City West. Sturts trying to get it in, and does. Finds Ventling. He's playing with four fouls. He'll go baseline on the drive. Over and through. Gets it over to Mayer now in the corner on Disterhoff. Man-to-man for West High. Flitz will pick up Golson. It's going to be Lane on Sturts again. Sturts holding it up top. He'll whip in the high post to Mayer. We played a minute in the fourth. Golson driving in. Cut off on the baseline. Had it taken away by Odunsi.
Trapped down there between Flitz and Odunsi.
Lane, stutter dribble. Back up top. Akeem, right back it comes. Lane fakes. Now goes up to the three. Left it short. Weak side rebound. Fought for. Newton came down with it. Nothing called as far as the travel as he went on his back.
Fall with the ball I thought was automatic, but play on.
45 apiece. Every possession big. Coming off the screen. Holding it top of the circle. Is Vanderlaan over to Golson outside the NBA arc. Little triple threat position. Gets it up top again now to Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan fakes. Steps back on Evan Flitz. 6:14 to play in the game. Tied at 45.
Newton shorten the game. You know, you got one of your players with four out there.
Bolt
make
pass
play deep.
Inside Sturts posting up. Turns. Splits a double team. No. Rebounded by Disterhoff. And Devontae Lane quickly into the front court. But Newton back. 5:50 to play here in this tie game between West and Newton. And West's going to get a timeout. Steve Bergman's going to talk it over here.
They had all five left. Call on. Big, you know, you get the lead here. Kind of changed the outlook of things. They switched it up a little bit. Previous possession, going full court man-to-man, extending the defensive pressure.
5:46 to play, and it's West 45, Newton 45. We'll keep it here for this one, as each team with plenty of timeouts remaining, four for West and five for Newton. But arrow right now points toward Iowa City West. Newton shooting 53%. They're 17-32, 4-of-9 from beyond the arc. West 48%, 14-29. 6-out-of-12 from three-point land. It's been an entertaining game.
Yeah, it has. You know, and when we got here, you know, we talked about how that second game of our doubleheader was going to be the really close one and probably a pretty competitive game between Hempstead and Kennedy. We hope it still will be. I'll be honest, I didn't think this was going to be like this at this point in time.
This big crowd willing on the Newton Cardinals. And the inbound comes to Connor McCaffrey. Again, Patrick on the bench with four fouls. And Patrick has not scored in this game as of yet. Lane off the clear out. Odunsi gets it right back to Devontae. Cross court to Ono Filard. Bounce inside. Connor McCaffrey, they double down on him. And West will set it back up. 5:25, Lane, baseline drive, in all the way, and a shot blocked. Coming over to block it was Ventling.
Skirts, corrals the rebound.
And Newton looking for the lead here on this possession. 5:05 to play. Off the clear out. Sturts had it knocked away. I think it went off Sturts, and it will. It'll be West Ball.
Yeah, laying up in there with those quick hands. Sturts has won several of those one-on-one matchups this ball game. Lane got the better of them there.
Oh, and Patrick's going to come in with 5:04 left.
Going to play.
Without a point in the game.
Nate Disterhoff will come out of the ball game.
You like it?
That's a big, you got a pretty big group of kids in there right now. You ain't nothing left to play for after this one. Let them play.
Patrick and Connor both in there. Connor directing traffic, holding it out top, left-hand dribble. He'll bounce it in the high post to Lane. Turns on Sturts, just above the free throw line. There's not a lot of movement right now by West. Dunsey out top to Devontae Lane. Ono Fillard, quick pass over to McCaffrey in the near corner. Brings it up top to Adunsi. Puts it on the floor, fakes. Gets it back now to Connor. Couple jab steps. McCaffrey, step back. Left-handed three, no. Chased down by Lane, though. Lane into the lane, puts it up and got the roll.
Lane, big plays by him. Gives him the lead.
Devontae Lane now with 15. West by two, 47-45. Coming up on the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. Holding it out front. Vanderlaan gets it over to Sturts now as they work it outside the perimeter. Sturts standing right hand dribble, picks it up, goes in the high post. Mm-hmm. Back door bounce, shot blocked by Patrick. Oh, that was close. And the rebound, or the loose ball, out of there to West. Patrick on the drive, the lane in the corner, three in and out. Adunsi trying to keep it alive, but coming out of there with it was Vanderlaan.
Big possession right there, Scott. They could have got that one, got a two-possession lead. Instead, they don't get the roll.
Timeout, Newton full. 3:31 to play in the game. Iowa City West 47, Newton 45. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll take a 60-second break. Come back after this here on KGYN.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand. Your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly. My car is due for an oil change. Do you guys have any deals right now?
In the Valvoline, we've got full synthetic.
And that'll protect my engine?
That way you don't have to worry about deposits building up.
You really know your stuff. My daughter needs help with her homework. How are you with State Capitals?
Awful.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline synthetic motor oil for just $27.99 and get a free pair of mechanics wear gloves by mail. While supplies last, see store for details.
Back with you here in Des Moines. Coming down to the wire, 47-45. West with 16 fouls, Newton 7. Arrow favoring the Cardinals. As Newton walks it up, Sturts to Ventling, playing with four fouls. Adunsi on him. Patrick McCaffrey staying in there with the four fouls. Sturts, yo-yo dribble, top of the circle. He'll bring it out between the rings. Standing left hand. They're shortening the game here. Ventling on the handoff. Gets it to Golson, free throw line. Turns, takes Adunsi to the hole. Off the glass. No, high off the glass. And the rebound to Patrick McCaffrey.
You got their look. They've got the ball isolated, him isolated in the high post with the drive. Good defense by Adunsi going straight up.
Now West is going to spread it here now.
Make them chase. Make them chase.
A team with a lot of people with foul trouble. Keep that in mind. Connor circling out front. 5 second count is on. Going to have to get rid of it and does to Patrick.
But if you get a driving lane, go. They're going to go all the way with it.
Connor a drive out to Ono Fillard. Thought about the three. Isaiah to Lane at the free throw line. Lane back door to Connor. Connor all the way in and scores.
They got the look they wanted. A good ball movement. Great assist by Lane in the high post.
That makes it a two possession game. big bucket there for West. 49-45. 2:14 to play. Bounce to Sturts at the free throw line. Drives on Patrick. Layup good.
He's able to finish over the top of a 6'8 player with long arms that jumps well. That's impressive.
And a good coaching move as Newton's going to get a 30-second timeout here, but a very good coaching move. They took it right at Patrick McCaffrey, isolated him, and there was nothing Patrick could do. He just had to go straight up.
Yeah, and you got Sturts. They just know how to score. They got a nose for the basket. He and Golson out there, they understand what to do with the ball when they get it, and they use their body very, very well. I tell you, now West's got to be ready for pressure because they're going to come out here. I'm imagining 208. Still only, it's a two-point game. I guess they wouldn't have to pick up full, but in the half court, they're going to be up after it and get 5 second counts going, if nothing else, because West is going to spread it like they did that last possession, it looks like.
2:08 to play. Here comes Newton. They'll get him in the three-quarter court. Patrick and Connor will bring it up. Patrick on the drive, and he got hit from behind, and that's going to be the second on Vanderloan. And 1-1 for Patrick McCaffrey, who came into this game averaging 14.3, has not scored yet.
You wonder if they talk about him in the timeout. If you get a chance, commit the foul on the youngster and put him on the line.
Got the 1-1, 69% for Patrick McCaffrey. And he can make it a two-possession lead for West High. 50-47 West. Free throw number two is good.
Nothing but net on that one.
No West pressure. Stays 51-47. West High by four, under two to play. Golson over to Mayer as they work the right side. Sturts way out top. Circles left, tries to go back door. Pulled, tipped away, stolen. Patrick McCaffrey, and a reach foul called on Sturts.
It was Ono Fallard that got the tip on the initial defensive stop down there for Iowa City West. He played that back cut well.
Second on Sturts. Team foul number nine. And 1-1 coming up for Patrick.
Iowa City West now has everybody off the line. McCaffrey's the only one up there, shooter.
And he gets it to go. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union.
He gets a high five from his brother Connor for making that one.
Disterhoff in for Adunse. For West.
Dunsey, good minutes off the bench for West. He's done his job well.
Free throw number two is short. And rebounded by Newton. Down by five. Minute 40 to play. Sturts into the front court to Junior. To Golson. They play catch with it on the right side. Newton hasn't been attacking as much here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. See what they do here. Golson going to the corner. Thought about the shot. Cut off by Disterhoff. Lane almost got the steal and stepping out of bounds. Was Newton.
Yeah. And
Bill Lilly is not happy.
Lilly is not happy about that. He said it was Lane that was out of bounds, not his player. And he was right there. Not going to win the argument, but.
Robert Smith on the call. Turnover number 10.
Newton fans are going to get their chance now. They're going to come out. Now they're going to have to foul, too. They can't let too much clock run, I don't think.
Patrick McCaffrey. Drives through, dumps it off for Lane, and an offensive foul. And that's it for Patrick. And he will foul out with a minute 13 to play in a three-point game. Did not have a field goal today.
Coach Bergman trying to talk to him about that over there, understanding what he needs to do. Coach Bergman trying to get Patrick McCaffrey to pull up a little short on a jump stop, not go all the way through. Newton fans are going to want a technical because they said there's too many players.
Actually, they only had four.
I know. The officials, stopped it because they didn't give him a chance to sub. I don't know what they're waiting for because.
That was the scorer's bench that kind of messed up.
It was nothing to Iowa City West. They didn't do anything wrong there. I tell you, if they do something here.
Nah, I don't think they
will. I don't
think
they are either. Brent Scharf over there talking to Coach Bergman. And the bench is getting talked to as well. They got it all cleared up.
52-47.
Coach Bergman using a teaching moment right there for the young Patrick McCaffrey there with four fouls. You got a layup in there. You got to stop a little short. You just got to be aware of what's going on.
Well, your shot blocker's out now, too. Give and go back to Sturz. Drives in, layup good. Timeout, Newton.
Just like you say, right there.
Now they're going to go right at it.
They can go at it there. They don't have that 6'8 in the post in the interior with those long arms to finish over.
52-49. And a minute one to play, and a timeout taken here, a full timeout taken by the Cardinals.
Coach Bergman, going to come back with Flitz now in the lineup. I don't know who he's substituting for, but another ball handler in there. Good free throw shooter as well.
It's a double bonus from here on in for West. And I imagine you're going to see West, when they get the ball, they're going to have to go against pressure, first of all. They get the ball over the half court line. They're going to have to then spread it, get Disterhoff in there. He's a good free throw shooter.
And Flitz coming in is 100% on the year. 8-8, him coming in the ball game, and the Connor McCaffrey shooting 84%. Devontae Lean shooting 75% out there. And I don't know if Ono Fillard, if he's coming back out. Yeah, he'd be the guy to foul if you're Newton. If he gets the ball, he's at 60%, and he's the lowest of the five out there for the Trojans.
But it's a two-shot situation. Full court pressure. They'll put the man pressure on. West will bounce it into Connor McCaffrey. McCaffrey spins away from Sturz. Going to try to double him. There's a bump and a foul, and that is it for Ventling.
And your senior Connor McCaffrey wanting to draw the foul, be on the line when he needs to.
I've got Ventling with five. And that's, boy, they're slow on the scorer's table.
We should pipe right over here to us, Scott, and then they could tell them how to get going.
Disterhoff will now come back in.
Defensively, I think, and Flitz will go out, do a little defensive substitutions.
Ventling did not score today, did not take a field goal. Two free throws, first one no good for Connor.
Back of the rim, a little hard.
This is the big one, though, because this can make it a two-possession lead.
Yeah, with under a minute, 56 seconds left here. Good shooter, 84%.
Free throw number two on the way. That's short. Stays 52-49, 50 seconds to play. Garrett Sturz, see if they go to the three or two. Sturz one-on-one. Yo-yos the dribble, gets it over to Golson, turns outside the arc. Golson drives in, spins, hangs off the glass. Good! What a shot!
Circus shot that time. Give him credit. He made it. It was a tough shot. Iowa City West played him pretty well.
Spinning left of the lane off the glass. I don't even think he was squared up.
No. I don't. You know, he's falling down towards the baseline.
52-51. And now the crowd is back.
And Flitz coming back in the ball game. Just like they did last possession.
Flitz 100% from the line on the year.
Newton has kind of let Iowa City West inbound the ball. They haven't come out in all full court pressure. That's job one. Now they're going to change that up a little bit. Job one for West is to get the ball inbound. Plenty of timeouts left. You can take one if you need it.
They're going to go a little harder on the pressure. And there's a hold on Graham right away. And that's his fourth.
Got Lane shooting now. He's going to be the one down here in the two, shooting 75%.
Three out of three on the day, and only a couple seconds ticked off. 40.2 to go. Going to try to give West a full one possession lead. It's 52-51. Patrick McCaffrey is fouled out. Two free throws for Devontae Lane. It's up and rimming it off.
But that looked good. Looked good.
One more.
Same stroke as that one. He'll probably get this one. That one's all but in.
Trying to give West a two-point lead. On the way. Good. Got one out of two. West only one out of four, though, in the last minute from the line. 53-51. A three could win it for Newton. Sturz. Ball handling. Driving right in the lane. Throws it off the glass. Too hard. Rebound, Disterhoff. And a foul, a bump from behind. Going to go against Newton. That's going to go against Mayer. So he's got four.
Is it Connor McCaffrey back to the free throw line? Is that who's
that is right.
Walking up there, I think.
Connor to the line. Just missed two a moment ago.
Again, if he make one, get a, they'd have to make a three. He got that first one.
54-51. West, 28.2 to go. Bergen's going to get a timeout.
He's going to take a timeout if he makes this one.
And missed it.
Wow.
And 54-51, 24 seconds to play. Sturts. Newton's not going to call a timeout. They're going to have to get a three. Sturts into the high post. Mayer had it knocked away from behind.
Oh.
And a foul on Lane. I'm not sure that's what you needed.
Well, it is a three-point ball game. So you're going to shoot two free throws.
1-1.
And 1-1, I'm sorry. But you think it through. The best they can do is be down by one. You still have a one-point lead, assuming you get the rebound at the end of it.
59% foul shooter. One and the bonus for Mayer. Up and no good. Missed it. The deep rebound comes out to McCaffrey. And then McCaffrey in the backcourt to Ono Fillard, and a reach foul called. 12.3 to go.
Fillard, statistically coming into this one, he's the one you want to foul at 60%.
And Mayer is fouled out with a 2.9. This is the biggest two-man show in a long time.
Well, they've certainly done their part tonight.
With Sturts and Golson at all but five of the Newton points. Free throw, dances and falls for Ono Fillard.
That's the big one. That's the big one. Now you got a two-possession ball game. Assuming you don't foul a three-point shooter. Newton can't stop the clock, though, if they get a quick score. They got one timeout left.
Second one, no good. Oh. Comes out deep, and Iowa City West gets the board. And now they're going to have to foul, and they foul Lane with Sturts.
Looks like West is going to hold on here and get this one, Scott.
8.9 to go. Literally. Second one up, good. Timeout for Steve Bergman.
All right, now he talks. You run down the scenarios here. Number one, you don't foul. You're going to keep the ball in front of you. Don't give him any kind of straight line shot to the basket. Switch your screens. Don't give the official anything to think about as far as calling a foul. Stopping the clock. It's got to be your number one priority.
57-51 West, and they're going to hold on. But, man, oh, man, was this not easy.
No, it wasn't. Not Newton. Game team here, Scott. They came into this one, and they, like you said, those two players for them, when you look at Sturts and Golson, they've just done a phenomenal night. Now, my stats have gone out on me here, Scott.
There
they go. They're coming up back now. So, but
it's the biggest two-man show since Penn and Teller hit Vegas.
44 points between the two of them.
They have 44 of Newton's 51, Sturts and Golson. They've taken 27 of the 38 shots for Newton.
One.
Inbound, here's Sturts, hot-footing it over the timeline. He'll bounce it over to Golson. Deep NBA, leaning three, no. Offensive rebound, Newton. Back, three-pointer, no. That's it. Exhale, Iowa City West.
I tell you, Scott, that Newton fans don't have much to be ashamed of. They played, their team made them very proud here. They played very, very well tonight.
West High's defense was better in the second half. They held Newton to 21.
Yeah, and they made just enough free throws down the stretch. Kept it interesting when they missed a couple of them in there, but they made enough to finish it out here.
West wins at 57-51. To advance to the semifinals on Friday afternoon at 21-3. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back, and have the postgame for you, and get ready for Kennedy Hempstead We'll do that when we come back after this on KGYN.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like OneTouch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Remember when a small business needed a landline?
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Game one in the books of the 4A state tournament. And the win to Iowa City West. But man, oh man, was it not easy as West High holds off Newton 57-51. Scott Unash, Bill Dunn back with you. As West goes to 21-3. Newton ends their season at 19-6. And West defense got better in the second half. Despite the fact Patrick McCaffrey was in foul trouble and eventually fouled out here in the game, but the backside defense was better. They stopped Newton from penetrating in that second half. I also think Newton ran out of gas a little bit. They basically played 5 guys for most of this basketball game.
Yeah, and they got a little bit of foul trouble down the stretch there. And like you said, Iowa City West made the defensive stops when they needed to. I'm sure Coach Bergman will be the first to tell you that that's not one he's going to put up there for kids to watch and how to execute defensively. But they got better in that second half, as you said, and then they made enough free throws down the stretch, and they got big plays from their players out there, especially when Patrick McCaffrey was out of the ball game and in foul trouble. Odunsi came in, gave great minutes. I thought Devontae Lane played a good game, Scott. I sing his praises as much as I can out there. He made some really good plays, individual plays in the series when West took the lead there in that second half, and he's the stir that makes them go, I think.
I would agree. Take a look at the final scoring for West High. As they go to 21-3, they'll move into the game on a Friday afternoon at 1:30. For West, two in double figures, led by Devontae Lane and Connor McCaffrey with 18 apiece. And Lane was a big study and influence. Connor McCaffrey had some big takes in that second half as well. Ended up both with 18 points. Isaiah Ono-Fillard with 7 points. 6 of those coming in the first half. Had a big free throw down the stretch. Off the bench, Akeem Odunsi. You mentioned it. He had big minutes off the bench for West in this game. He ends up with a total of 6 points. Sabian Sims with 4. Patrick McCaffrey did not have a field goal in this game. Had 3 free throws, and that was it. For his 3 points, and Nate Disterhoff to the free throw for 1. For the Newton Cardinals, who end their year at 19-6, led by Garrett Sturts and Connor Golson. Golson, a senior, 24 points on the afternoon, 10 of 20 shooting, 3 out of 9 from 3-point land to go with 5 rebounds and 24 points. Garrett Sturts right behind with 20, as they were both right behind their averages for the year. And we're going to have to wait for the official scoring because they just blanked everything out for the next game. 5 points for Trey Vanderlaan, 2 for Morgan Mayer, and Josh Bentley started, did not score. 44 of Newton's 51 points came from two guys. I think it just got down to a point where those two just got a little bit winded there late at the ball game.
Yeah, and then when you're playing from behind, it's a little bit different mindset too. I think it was pretty important for Iowa City West. They got the lead fairly early in that fourth quarter, and then they were able to make Newton, maybe you take some shots that you normally don't take, and you got to play very hard to play catch up against Iowa City West because they are so good defensively. And you know, we talk about this not being a good game for Iowa City West. Even they held them to 51 points when you think about it. And Newton's what did they come in here averaging 65? So they held them 14 below their average. Newton just really, really hard to guard. They're so good offensively.
Off the dribble especially. Take a look at the final stats as they come our way here. Turnovers in the game, Newton with 10, and also 10 for West High. And the shooting percentages for the game, Iowa City West 16 to 34, 47%. 6 to 14, 43% from beyond the arc. And West High for the game, for the free throw line, they were 19 to 28 at 68%. For the Newton Cardinals, they only shot at 39% in the second half, 7 of 18 after going off in the first half. 20 of 40 for the game, right at 50%. 4 out of 10, 40% from beyond the arc. And Newton was 70%, 7 out of 10 from the free throw line in this one here this afternoon. And, how about rebounding?
Well, rebounding, we had 25-20, Iowa City West plus 5 in the boards individually. Connor McCaffrey leading them with 5. He had a good offensive game to go along with the rebounds here. That's what you'd expect out of your senior leadership. 4 rebounds for Nate Disterhoff. 3 apiece for Patrick McCaffrey, Devontae Lane, as well as Evan Flitz. Sabian Sims contributing 3 as well for Iowa City West. Isaiah Onofillard and Hakeem Odunsi each with 2 rebounds. 6 offensive, 19 defensive, total 25 for the Trojans. For Newton, they were led by Morgan Mayer with 6, 5 for Connor Golson, 4 apiece for Garrett Sturts as well as Trey Vanderlaan, and nobody off the bench with a rebound for Newton. 2 offensive, 18 defensive, total 20. 2 offensive rebounds for Newton. I know Coach Bergman's going to be happy about that. Part of Newton's game plan, though, I think, is get back in transition. So they're not banking out a whole lot of offensive rebounds. But still, you only give up 2 offensive rebounds throughout the course of the game. That's pretty good.
West wins it. They hold off Newton 57-51. And West will move on to the state semifinals coming up on Friday afternoon. We're going to send it back to our studios and get ready for game number 2. The All-MVC Affair, Dubuque Hempstead making their debut here in Des Moines, taking on the Kennedy Cougars. And we'll have that for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So that's going to put a wraps on game number 1 here from Wells Fargo Arena here on this Friday afternoon, on this Wednesday afternoon, as Iowa City West gets the victory 57-51 as they win it over the Newton Cardinals. For Phil Dunn and for Scott Unash, let's try that again. It's been a long week. For Phil Dunn, I'm Scott Unash. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll take a quick break, come back, and have Kennedy and Hempstead for you here in just a few minutes.